Podcasting from the Garden State, welcome to another edition of the New Jersey Legal Update, presented by Stark & Stark, a 100-attorney law firm with offices in Princeton, Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, and New York. The New Jersey Legal Update is a weekly podcast providing the latest information on legal developments impacting those living or doing business in New Jersey.
Hi, this is John McDonald. I'm a shareholder in the Employment Litigation Group at Stark & Stark, and I'm doing a short podcast today on a new development in employment law in New Jersey that all employers in New Jersey should know. I say all employers because even if you're an out-of-state employer but you have employees in New Jersey, you need to be aware of this new change as well. What has happened is New Jersey has added to its growing list of protected class employees. The most recent change, which became effective approximately 10 days ago, was to add two categories into the protected class, into those who are protected from discrimination under the New Jersey law against discrimination. Those two classes are as follows. Number one, you cannot be discriminated as an employee in New Jersey because of gender expression. Some of you may be wondering what gender expression is. It's given the bar of New Jersey a little bit of pause because we're not certain what the scope of that means. But to play it safe, you want to, as an employer, just be very cautious against any discrimination, any discriminatory comments about an employee that is expressing gender in some way that is not familiar to you. The other issue that recently was changed was there's now protection for discrimination against an employee because of their involvement in a civil union. That is a fairly simple matter, and it really existed before today under the general protections against discrimination for sexual orientation, but it is now a specific piece of the legislation. Now, this came to my attention because I was actually at a seminar, and one of the speakers was the head of the New Jersey Division of Civil Rights, and what he indicated was that these changes had been made and that employers need to update not only their handbooks, but of course their notices in the break rooms. If you all have those, you'll have a poster which talks about civil rights in New Jersey and what laws there are. Those need to be updated. And what his office is doing is going around and doing spot checks and finding companies that don't have the updates. So you can go directly to the Division of Civil Rights. They have a very good website, and you can order the new posters or download the information, et cetera, straight from them. But forewarned is well, you know the rest. So do go to that website. If you don't have the new materials, you'll need to update your handbooks and add yet another protected class to the protected classes in your anti-discrimination policies. If you have any questions about this, of course, you can feel free to give us a call at Stark & Stark. Again, my name is John McDonald, and you can reach me or any other member of the employment group at 895 in the 609 area code, 895-7292. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark & Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark & Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.